2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and it's Thursday, the 22nd day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 49 degrees.
Crews working on a crash on I-15 in Bountiful. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this morning with breaking news in Davis County, where the Highway Patrol has responded to an auto pedestrian accident along I-15.
Lanes are blocked right now through West Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest. Mary?
Amanda, this was first reported as a crash, but now there are reports that a person was hit by a car on the freeway. It's in the construction zone in southern Davis County, southbound on I-15, near 400 North in West Bountiful. The left lane is closed. At first, UDOT's alert said it would all be cleared by now, but that clearance time has been moved to 5:30 and could take even longer. Now, when someone has been hit by a car, investigators and a reconstruction team are often on the scene for a long time, as long as they need, to thoroughly document what happened. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're also following a developing story in Murray, where police are investigating a disturbing assault on a woman last night at a motel. Police say a woman was severely burned by a man at the Studio 6 near 66 South and 9th East. She had been sent to the U of U Burn Center in critical condition with burns on 80% of her body. Police say her boyfriend is still at large but is not considered a threat to the public.
A 30-year-old teacher at Roy High School is under arrest on suspicion of trying to entice and sexually exploit a minor.
30-year-old Brady Glenn Allen was ordered held without bail after court documents show Allen is part of an undercover operation with the FBI Child Exploitation Task Force from back in August. A detective portraying a 13-year-old child was contacted by Allen online, who asked for nude photos and wanted to arrange a meeting for sex. Layton police say Allen was arrested at that arranged meeting on Wednesday, later admitted he was the man talking to the detective who was posing as a child. According to the Roy High School website, Allen taught digital media. The school district says they are aware of the arrest and don't believe the school or any students were involved. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote this morning on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court.
They're moving up the scheduled vote to this morning because Democrats are planning to protest.
Senate Judiciary Republicans say they'll now vote on whether to advance Amy Coney Barrett's nomination shortly after 9 a.m. when the committee convenes on Thursday. The change comes in response to Senate Judiciary Democrats, who said they plan on boycotting the vote, and in their chairs will be poster-sized pictures of Americans that they say will be crushed by Barrett potentially casting the deciding vote on the Affordable Care Act. The vote was originally scheduled for 1 p.m. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden set to square off in their final debate tonight. Some Trump advisors are urging him to trade his aggressive demeanor for a lower-key style, hoping Biden will get himself in trouble with verbal gaffes. There were supposed to be three debates, but the second, of course, was canceled after President Trump got COVID-19 and then objected to the resulting revised format. Our coverage of the debate begins at 7 o'clock tonight on KSL News Radio and KSL News Radio's app.
Business owners near Disneyland are upset that the theme park won't be allowed to reopen until coronavirus numbers come down some more. This man owns a Subway franchise in Anaheim.
I couldn't believe how we were anticipating the governor to allow Disneyland to open. And instead, he slapped us up, the whole entire neighborhood down and saying no. And he's given these goals that are just unrealistic.
An association representing California theme parks says they want to negotiate with state government, but won't rule out legal action at this point.
The first spaceflight crew to launch during a pandemic has safely returned home.
After 196 days in space, 3,136 orbits, and 83 million miles, Chris Cassidy, Anatoly Ivanishin, and Ivan Bogner are home.
A Soyuz capsule carrying the NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts landed in Kazakhstan this morning.
KSL Weather Now with Kristen Van Dyke. Lots of sunshine today, but you'll want to dress warmly if you're leaving the house early since temperatures dropped into the 40s overnight.
Going to get ready for some big changes. Today we'll see a 20 degree temperature drop with a high of only 53 degrees. We'll keep it dry though through Friday, a high of 57. Sunday night could bring a widespread freeze across the state and temperatures down into the mid-20s for the Wasatch Front by early Monday morning.
Kristen says Saturday looks like our warmest day out of the next seven, with temperatures climbing back towards 60 degrees.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.